Right now, I'm wearing a mask as I work on this podcast episode. The entire world is battling the coronavirus, and I'm just wishing that I lived in New Zealand right now because they kicked it to the curb. But I don't. I live in the United States, and right now it's freaking stressful beyond the normal amount of stress that we deal with in our daily lives. On top of dealing with a pandemic, we're also in the midst of social unrest and 44 million unemployed citizens. To put it mildly, 2020 has been rough. Right now, I'm just waiting for Godzilla to arrive because I already crossed off UFOs on my bingo card in March. 2020 is an incredibly messy, intense, transformative, and uncomfortable year. I'm finding myself needing to really focus on self-care more and more aggressively because it's rough out there in those streets. Let's talk about self-care in 2020, the quick and dirty version, because I don't know about you, but I'm freaking tired right now. This episode is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks Academy. If you have a book that you are wanting to write and get out there in the world, become a member of Make Money with eBooks Academy. Go to the show notes to get more information. You'll go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/self-care-in-2020. Again, that's michelleismoneyhungry.com/self-care-in-2020. Self-care takes on deeper meaning when we're literally fighting for our lives from an invisible pathogen, kind of like in the movies. As I stood on the scale and looked at my weight the other day, I just shook my head and gave myself some grace. For the past 3 months, my sleep has been disrupted because my neighbors weren't even sleeping, and I found myself day drinking more than I normally would. And like, let's be clear, I was also eating my feelings. With each news report, data set, and graph, I found myself dealing with the unfortunate reality that our new normal would be around a lot longer than anyone had anticipated. And it sucked until it didn't. I began embracing humor to take the edge off of the situation. I enjoyed the 1 million Zoom meetings that I found myself in. And yes, I even had a guy friend whose girlfriend accidentally walked in the back of the live video. It was hilarious. No one said anything. And yes, he was that guy who would actually have something like this happen to him. So how on earth do you focus on self-care in 2020? Here are some suggestions. First, be kind to yourself as you manage your emotions and all of the uncertainty during this time. I was talking to my grandma the other day, who's, you know, she's a grandma, so she's lived longer than I have. And she's so funny because she's like, I have never seen anything like this in my life. That's, you know, me using her accent. Get help. We may not feel comfortable going into an actual therapist's office, but you can work with a therapist who can connect with you online. Do a digital detox. I swear by these, and I'm in the process of scheduling one from June 26th through July 6th, 2020. I need a break. I'll include a link in the show notes on how I prepare for one, and it's so much easier than you think, even if you run an online business. So I'll include a link in the show notes to how to do a digital detox. Self-care allows you to let people love on you graciously. What in the heck do I mean by that? Sometimes other people in your life feel compelled to do nice things for you or others. Let them. Those are acts of service, and those things could include receiving gift cards, giving gift cards, sharing information, giving cash, taking you out for a little treat, offering to babysit the teeny tinies, offering to walk your dogs, or you do the same for them, helping out with the yard. For all this, just say yes graciously, because other people in your life might see that you need help, you need support, or they want to communicate that in some sort of way. And vice versa, you may see that someone is struggling, and maybe these small gestures are your way of expressing that you love and care for these other people. Or maybe they're strangers to you and you're just like, this is something that I feel compelled to do. Whatever the reason is, accept graciously and give selflessly. It's a beautiful thing. Just say yes. I've actually had several people love on me during this time, and I've done the same for others. Sometimes it's a gift to let other people love on you and vice versa. If you're tight on money, keep an eye out for wellness scholarships and initiatives. Look for donation-based online or socially distant classes that donate funds to initiatives that you support. Set boundaries and stick to them. One of the best things that I did in 2019 was set boundaries via my email responder. So again, we're talking about self-care. It was crazy what a difference that one thing made in my business and just in how I felt about being way too available for other people. So start creating boundaries and really be firm with them. Spend some time really thinking about how available you are to other people. Maybe you're way too available. I was working with someone on a coaching call a week ago. I don't do a lot of coaching calls, but she was describing what her week was like, and her week never ended, and everyone was always connecting with her, contacting her, and she really didn't have a place in her life to say no or, hey, this is my time. And I was like, you got to do that, because if you're always on, it's going to be really difficult to be creative, to have energy, to just all the things that you need to kind of run your life. You can't always be available, is my point. Accept help. We can't do everything all by ourselves. Yes, I'm repeating this, but I want you to really hear this. Get dressed. Stop lounging around in your pajamas. Get dressed and freshen up. Literally, take a shower, comb your hair. You could just throw on leggings and a cute top. It doesn't have to be crazy, but you need to get out of your pajamas, okay? We're grown-ups. Get out of your pajamas once you wake up. Freshen up, wash your face, brush your teeth, take a shower, and wear some grown-up clothes outside your house, okay? Create a routine and stick to it within reason. It is perfectly fine to sleep in right now, okay? I'm not saying sleep in until noon. I'm just saying that if you're trying to wake up at 6 and it's just not happening, maybe there's a reason why it's just not happening. Maybe you're just that tired. I am tired right now. I don't know about you. Like, I'm mixing up my days. I mixed up my grandma's birthday. I thought it was like 5 days earlier than it was. At least I'm the first person to wish her happy birthday, but still it was a little embarrassing and she laughed at me. Right now it's just really intense. And sometimes if you're unable to do a thing like wake up consistently at 6, there's a reason for it. Maybe you just need some rest. Okay? Focus on fitness. There are a ridiculous number of free online workouts ranging from walking workouts, ballet, bodyweight workouts, and more. Say no to what doesn't serve you well and don't explain your no. It's a whole sentence. Take a staycation. I'm actually going to a town a couple of hours away from Denver this week to reboot my energy. I cannot wait to go away. I love my town, but I never stay in Denver for 3 months. Like just to like, no, usually I, on the weekends, I'll go hiking. I'll do other things away from town. And I have literally at the time of this recording, I haven't left the city of Denver. This is highly unusual because typically I would go hiking in another town every single week. That is part of my normal thing that I do, but everything's abnormal and I couldn't do that. And it's been really hard, but it is what it is. And then finally, listen to your body and rest. I've started taking more naps because I'm freaking tired. So my whole point in recording this super short episode is to remind you that right now, one of the best gifts you can give yourself is self-care and prioritizing that, because we are in epic times. And with all of these changes and all the energy out there, there's a lot of growth, but growth requires rest. Why do you think children sleep so much? They're tired. Their bones are stretching. Their muscles are stretching. Their brain is changing. That is happening to us as adults. We didn't sign up for this, but we're in it now, and it's going to be a good thing for us, but we have to recognize that we need time to rest and to care for ourselves. We can't do everything for everyone if we don't do something for ourselves first. So thank you so much for listening to this quick episode. I do hope that you are doing well. Please take care of yourself. Please set boundaries and know that we're all in this together.